Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Publicans and restaurateurs in Dublin reported low uptake for indoor hospitality last night, despite many pubs reopening for the first time in almost 500 days. Some publicans are reporting abusive phone calls and online messages for reopening indoors to vaccinated customers. Now, reporter Barry Lenehan was out and about in Dublin City last night, and he's here now to tell the tale. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Claire.
So what did you find? Did you notice any issues with the digital search? Was it busy?
Surprisingly quiet in night one. I ambled around the usual hot spots, Capel Street, Temple Bar, where you actually had several international tourists once again, Dame Lane, South William Street, Camden Street, and many hostelries were either empty indoors or had very few customers. Outdoor dining, however, largely full to capacity, and several pubs and restaurants in the capital, they remained shut last night, with signs looking for staff ubiquitous in windows. Indoor service, of course, limited to those who could prove they are fully vaccinated or recently recovered from COVID, and observing punters heading inside for a pint last night in several hostelries. Some pubs scanning the digital cert, taking customer details relatively quickly within a minute. Others took up to 3 minutes to sort everything as well, with some people foostering on their phone for several seconds as well. Yes, and others bringing in paper versions of the cert. But pubs at several entrances, they had all bar one sealed off. And the city, well, it was largely deserted by 11:30. You could kick a football through it by then.
Sure, now, Monday night.
It was a Monday night, Claire, so that's an important caveat. And with the weather set to break, there's an expectation al fresco may be ditched later in the week. But the view on the streets last night was mixed.
Irish people are missing the fact that you can't even sit down and have a pint at the bar anymore. The Irish people miss that because we're social animals. We love to go out and have a few pints. We had to show proof of vaccination at the door. We, you know, we had to put on our masks, show the proof of vaccination, sign in, make sure all our contacts were met. But yeah, so once we had all that stuff done, we were able to sit down and have a pint.
We've come here from Glasgow, so we would ask for our COVID vaccination certificates, which we were able to give, ask for our ID so that they matched, and then we were given a table, and it was lovely.
How long did it all take?
Checking our COVID vaccination, because we come with a paper copy from the NHS, took a wee bit longer than just having the digital certificate on your phone. Once it was checked, we were in and it was fine. I think it's much better here that they ask for evidence of vaccination status, whereas back home in Glasgow, they're not asking for it at all. You can walk indoors and dine indoors with other people without knowing whether people are vaccinated. So I suppose I feel safer here.
There actually is no, there is no inside, because everywhere isn't open up inside because no one will go in.
Pretty empty around here on Camden Street tonight.
Which is very, very, very empty because everyone's miserable and at home.
And what did you try for tonight?
We just had a few pints.
Outdoors.
Oh Jesus, outdoors. Because only half of us are vaccinated, so we wouldn't want to discriminate against our friends.
We had a beautiful meal. We're out celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary.
Did you have to show your cert?
We did tell them, they did ask. So they know we're double vaccinated ages ago. We probably would never be in town otherwise, would we?
We haven't been in town since...
2 years?
Almost 2 years, yeah.
I'm fully vaccinated, but I wouldn't.
Why?
I don't feel secure about it yet. We did go to another restaurant that were fully booked outside. He said, if you have your thing, your pass, we can accommodate you indoors. And we said no. They were absolutely packed for the whole night, booked out, reserved outdoors, but inside was empty.
It's nice. I wish everything was open because we miss so much. Because on our visa and everything, they said they were open in Ireland, so we made our transportation accordingly, but they're not open. They weren't open like we thought they were going to, so we missed it by a week. So we spent a lot of money here prior to, and everything was shut down. We were let down because our dad came down from America to see his homeland over here. Everything was shut down.
And you're going for a pint tonight.
We have to show that we have our vaccinations, full vaccination, and of course we had it for our passports. We had to get vaccination proof to get here before we can get through the customs.
How are you finding the atmosphere inside the bar tonight?
I think they're a little skittish. They're following the rules, going as the government's required them to follow. Atmosphere's good.
Interesting, isn't it? A hassle to go and get a pint.
Yes, yes. The American tourist back there as well.
I know. It's interesting to hear the accent. What about the publicans, Barry? You had a chat with some of them. What did they report from the whole experience?
Yeah, some say they've been subject to abusive phone calls, emails, threatening online messages over the last few days since confirming they'd reopen. No reports of any abuses of the digital cert system last night as of yet. But here's how night one went for pubs on both sides of the Liffey.
Hugh Harrigan, the owner of the Boar's Head Bar and Lounge on Capel Street.
And you have a sign on the door now. It says, stop, please wait here to be seated and get ready your mask, digital COVID cert and photographic ID.
That's the new requirement. You know, we check all their details. It's more labour intensive because somebody has to be on the door at all times. I'm very lucky that we have only one door. There's not a lot of great weather on the way, so people will be glad to get back indoors now tomorrow and the next day.
What trends have you seen today? How busy has it been?
It's a little busier than a normal Monday. It's not as if like when we opened on the 29th of June last year, like it was like Paddy's Day, you know. We found today inside it was a lot of older people that wanted to come in and sit down and have their pint of Guinness and have a read of the newspaper. Younger people, they were happy to stay outside.
I'm Alan Campbell, the publican of the Bankers Pub on Trinity Street and Dame Lane. It's a quiet night tonight, but I reckon by the weekend we'll have a lovely sound of people chatting and laughing and clinking glasses and stuff like that that we haven't had for the last 16 months.
This is a controversial proposal to separate those who are vaccinated and those who are unvaccinated. Have any publicans felt any backlash over that?
Yes, they have. Unfortunately, a lot of publicans places put up on their social media sites that they will be opening up, they will be following the rules to the letter of the law, which they have to. They suffered a serious amount of abuse online, phone calls, and their staff are subjected to a lot of abuse as well, which is not really great. We're only following the rules. We didn't make up the rules. There's a lot of people out there who just want to cause problems online for places. Most places are doing their best. They don't deserve the hassle that they're getting.
Publicans Hugh Harrigan and Alan Campbell ending Barry Lenehan's report. Just looking again at the line coming from the newsroom from Mary Regan there, reporting that the vaccination programme is to be extended to include all 12 to 15 year olds. Now that's interesting because it is different to what they're doing in the UK, where the vaccine was only offered to 12 to 15 year olds who had underlying medical conditions. But it seems that NIAC have decided that all children in this age category be included, and Mary Regan reporting that this is expected to be approved by Cabinet in the next hour. We're going to chat to Des Cahill in Tokyo after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.